In the gospel reading today, our Lord speaks about those who find a buried treasure. They go and sell everything they have to be able to buy the field where that treasure is buried. We need to look at what that really means for us, because we know that in the indwelling of the Most Holy Trinity, that when we are in the state of sanctifying grace, God dwells in the very depths of our soul, in the most intimate part of our being. And so he is right there 24 hours a day. And many of us don't even have a clue that he's there. He is the buried treasure within us. We are the buried treasure within him. He sold everything he had in order to purchase our souls. We look at the saints and we see the conversions that they have, and they throw off everything because they have found that which is of surpassing value. And we need to ask ourselves, have we found that? Have we recognized who is there within us? Have we recognized the one who is the greatest treasure of all, because he is God? Have we even put it into the perspective? Because again, for a lot of us, what happens is, again, God is important, but he's really not the greatest. Yeah, in our heads, we know that he's the greatest. He is God. He is infinitely greater than anything that exists. But in our lives, practically speaking, we need to ask, is he really? The way that I live my life, what really is most important? For a lot of us, it's not God. And what that tells us is that we recognize that there is a treasure, but we haven't decided that we really want it. We haven't decided that we're willing to give up everything in order to get that treasure. That's the point that our Lord is making in the parable. When they found something that was worth everything else that they owned, they were willing to sell everything that they owned in order to get something that was even greater. We have something that is infinitely greater. And many of us haven't even recognized that yet. So he is right there, silent, hidden, just like a buried treasure. Nobody would know it's there. They walk right over the top of it day after day, and they don't have a clue it's there. And that's exactly the way the Lord is. The greatest treasure in the universe. And he has chosen, out of love for us, to come and dwell within us. Maybe we just take that for granted. Maybe we just haven't even really thought about it. Maybe it just hasn't sunk in. Whatever the case, we can really ask ourselves, given what our Lord spoke about, whether it's the pearl of great price, whether it's the treasure that's hidden in the field, whatever it is, these people in the parable, as he's presenting it, recognized something that was of the greatest value to them. Well, whatever is of the greatest value to you and me, we're going to make every effort to get it. Whatever it is. So if it's God, we're going to make every effort to get there. We're going to make the effort to find that treasure that is buried within our hearts, at the very depth of our soul. If it's not God, then we're going to make every effort to get whatever it is that is our treasure. Maybe it's money, maybe it's some material thing. I just have to get this, whatever it is. We make all this effort to store up money so we can buy whatever it is we've decided is the most important. You can fill in the blank of whatever it is. In the readings today, by the way, for those who are married, there are two things that are presented to us as the greatest treasure: God and your spouse, obviously your children. But do you recognize the treasure of your spouse? Do you recognize the gift that God has given to you in this person? It's so easy just to take a spouse for granted, even to see them negatively. Oh, the ball and chain, whatever stupidity we think of. It's like, no. If I recall correctly, there was a vow made that you're going to love this person, not see this person as the ball and chain that's making your life miserable, taking your freedom away. No, loving this person is your freedom. So on the natural level, that is the greatest gift that God has given you. On the supernatural level, God is the greatest gift that he has given to you. And so often, we don't recognize either one. So that's a perspective for us to ponder, to see the beauty, to see the riches, to see the goodness, to see the glory of what God has done. You are the field, and the treasure is buried within. He is waiting. He is waiting for you to be able to find that. For many, it has to start with finding that in someone else. That's why he's given you someone else, so that you can see that treasure in that person. And as you love that person and you love the treasure within that person, then you begin to recognize that that person loves you and that person loves the same treasure within you. And if that treasure is within you, then you can dig it up. You can find it. And the more you can love the Lord, the more you love your spouse. That's the way it works. That's what he desires for every one of us, to know him, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, and to recognize the greatest gifts. The greatest gift is not your blasted money. The greatest gift is not your house. The greatest gift is your spouse and your children. And of course, infinitely greater than them on the supernatural level is the gift of God himself. Those are the hidden treasures. Now it's up to us to make the effort to be able to recognize them and to be willing to recognize that these are the greatest of all the gifts, to be willing to let go of everything in order to find the buried treasure.